You're head bopping. I'm noticed grooving. Right away. Yeah, you are grooving.
It's called I'm grooving.
You're grooving and you're head bobbing. And what's wrong with that? Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's the Tuesday edition of our program. We're at 312-981-7200. Should you want to call us or text us, we would love to hear from you.
Groove with us, people.
Please, groove along. Let's all groove together, shall we?
I notice we have an extra team member.
Wendy.
Grooving.
That's John DeCoste. That's not just a team member. That's John DeCoste, who many consider to be a comedian.
John. Oh, ouch, zing, burn.
My wife, number one.
Right.
How weird is
family
that?
Family members, friends.
Family members.
Yeah, people who ever see you perform.
Very few people that see me perform say that, but yes.
I think you are.
You're very kind.
You do such good work on Steve's show. It's always so much fun to hear you on Steve's show, and we're not stealing you from Steve's show.
I would like to.
We would love to. We've talked about it.
I know, and we've had this discussion for the last 3 years.
You feel loyal.
We won't make you bring
I'm
bagels
there.
Every
I'm
day.
Here. Oh, that's even then. That's
that's a big part of it.
You realize the money I would save.
You bring in a lot of bagels, and we would like to have that as part of our show. So just start coming in. And being
actually,
on
it has been part of your show since I've been.
Yeah, he brings enough for us. So.
Enough for everybody.
But I'm saying he doesn't have to bring bagels. How much have you spent on bagels over a year's time?
Comes out to about $800. Actually,
that's a lot of
Isn't
money.
Isn't that pretty good?
Should they be paying you?
But I write it off.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I don't
Business
write it
expense.
Off, but still.
Yep.
You know, I write off the cream cheese.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You're here because there's a very important night coming to Zany's, and we certainly want to publicize it because this is a big thing.
It really is, and it's, you know, this goes back, Uncle Larry Reeb from, Bill, you know him, Wendy, of course you know him, and I've known Larry for 35 years. Horrible thing happened to him on Christmas morning. Kathy Reeb, his wife, passed away, and I've known both of them for such a long time, and Larry, who has never asked for anything.
Yeah, I know.
Ever. And, you know, this is a guy that I traveled with on the road from like 1987 to 94.
Mm-hmm.
We were exclusive. But next Tuesday night, the 30th at 7:30 is, please come if you care. Give a tip for Uncle Lair. And it's real simple. It's just buy the ticket. You don't even have to go. Just buy the ticket and let Zany's know that you're not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we have several comics that are going up that night. We're going to have raffles. And this is just to help with some of those medical bills that have just, he's been swamped with, you know, it's just unbelievable. And they have coverage, don't get me wrong, but he was just kind of left holding the bag on this. And it's a horrible thing. Kathy was wonderful. You've met Kathy.
You know, I met her one time many, many years ago.
Okay.
I didn't know her very well. I know Larry very well.
He's
one of the nicest
of course.
Guys in the world.
Yeah, and he is. And we have people from, it's kind of nice, I put it on Facebook, but we have comics from all over the country, fans from all over the country who have just said, hey, what can we do? How can we help? So it's actually kind of cool, you know?
Very good.
So next...
You're emceeing this?
I'm hosting it with Pat McGann.
Oh, fun.
You know, Bert Haas from Zany's and Cindy Nelson have all put this together, and it's going to be a night of fun, even though, you know, and Larry's going to get up at the end.
Is he?
He's actually, he promised to do a couple of Kathy's bits.
Oh, yeah?
She's actually very funny.
Things that she helped write and build for him?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, and he's going to do that. She will, I've said this to many people across the country, all the clubs I've worked, she made the best chocolate chip cookies I have ever tasted.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up. Larry and Kathy both laugh at this, you know, but it's the truth. They are the best. They are the
nuts
best.
Nuts or no nuts?
No nuts. No nuts. Just,
I like,
you know,
them both ways.
Semi-sweet and
but
crispy and chewy. And, oh, my.
A combo of crispy and chewy.
They're phenomenal. They're phenomenal. So, yes,
well,
next Tuesday.
It's certainly, it was tragic news to hear about this on Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always bad news when you lose somebody too young, but on Christmas especially. That's very harsh.
You know, and she had a tumor on her carotid artery. Yes,
yeah.
I'm sorry. And then and they treated it, and it was fine, and they went down, and they stopped right after Thanksgiving, and they're like, we're going to take a break. And when they came back, it had spread to her spine in hospice, and she was gone in about a week. So
that's horrible.
Yeah, it is. You know, 60 years old, and Kathy, they've been married since 89.
Yeah.
So, And again, Larry has never asked for a thing. And, you know, this is kind of an opportunity to just help him out a little bit.
We did a remote with Larry a year and a half ago.
Oh,
and
that's
Wendy,
right.
Yeah.
How would you say Larry did that day? He was so hysterically funny.
He's been hysterically funny forever, yeah. And it was still right on.
Is it the one you did in Lyle or something?
Yeah, I'm trying to think where we were.
It was at a golf course. It was
at a
country club.
Yes. Oh, that's totally right.
Yeah.
He killed.
Yeah.
I know. And we had him on our New Year's Eve show, the Cochran New Year's Eve show, not this year, last year, and he destroyed. We had him on, we did Metropolis Theater in Arlington Heights last Saturday.
I heard you talking about that.
He did, he killed again.
I'm sure you've heard him say this, but he talked about having the name Larry, and he said they didn't want to waste a good name on me because they didn't think I was going to live. So they just gave me a name that didn't matter.
That's true.
I forgot that.
I know.
That's such a perverse way of looking
really
at your
is.
Own name.
Yeah, but it is true. That's the sad part, but it is true. So yeah.
I know. All right, give the information one more time.
I need to write it down.
I know this is a strange thing to say.
I know.
Because if you have the chance to go see Larry, by all means, go see him. And this show is going to be great.
Yes.
But also, you can just buy a ticket and not go so that the money goes to
a good cause. Everything is going to him. The ticket, the drinks, the tips. All the everything. So you can call the Zanies box office at 1-847-813-0484 or go to ZaniesRosemont.com to get tickets. That's next Tuesday, 7:30 at Zanies Rosemont. For those who care, tip for your Uncle Lair. Come on, it's a lot of fun.
Good.
It's a good night.
Keep up the great work, just not as a stand-up, but also on Steve's show.
It's always so funny to hear you. And do you have a request for a specific bagel? Flavor or
I like poppy seed if you want to know the truth.
Oh, you know what? You're gonna get those.
Yeah. Or
know
sesame.
That.
Either one.
Okay.
Yeah, a combo of both would be magical, but
Why don't you push this?
I don't want garlic or onion though.
No garlic, no onion, John. Write that down.
No doing that now. Noun,
thank
verb,
yeah,
adjective, no garlic.
Yeah. Plain cream cheese, not flavored cream cheese.
I don't think it is always plain.
Yeah,
it is always plain. I'm doing my job.
You are.
Thank you,
John.
Thank you, John DeCoste, everybody.
We'll take a quick break and then there's a lot more coming your way next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
I watched a portion of that on WGN TV put it up, but it's also on YouTube.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
He was carrying around a statue of himself.
Yeah.
Or carting it around, I should say. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like him.
I don't think he looks like him anymore.
I don't.
There was a time where he looked exactly like himself, and I don't think he does anymore.
You're not kidding, because as I was looking at him, he looked different to me.
Right. You get your own TV show, Wendy. Wow. Things change. Things change. Last night, I heard something on the radio that was so stupid that I got jealous that it wasn't on our show. I was listening to something going, I'm driving along, and I'll explain what I was listening to, but I'm serious. I go, this is so idiotic, and then it made me mad that it wasn't part of this show.
Darn. Can you say where you heard it?
Yeah. Do you know who Andy Cohen is, right?
I've heard the name.
Andy Cohen is the guy who has any of the shows where women are mad at each other and say nasty things behind each other's back. Andy's the producer of that show.
Like The Real Housewives?
Yeah, all those shows.
That your wife watches?
Yeah.
Sorry,
Don't start. It is a point of contention.
I can't even believe.
My wife is
I thought I knew her. The
best person I've ever met and will ever meet. And she has this weird addiction to these shows where women are mean to each other. And then when the shows are over, when the Real Housewives of, I don't know, Atlanta or Los Angeles, whatever, when that's over, then Andy Cohen has another show where they all sit down and they're still mad at each other and they yell at each other more. It's like a talk show.
Everybody's doing that after hours thing. Like, you know, I think Chris Hardwick started it with The Talking Dead, and now other people, like after This Is Us,
they sit down and they talk it out.
Come on.
Right. I mean, from a business standpoint, it's brilliant because you're doubling your money because you have that audience is already there and they're eating it up. So I guess sit everybody down and fight some more, I guess.
I always thought it started from shows like on HBO or cable elsewhere where they weren't a full hour or half hour.
Oh, so just to fill the rest
so
of the
to
time.
Fill it. Like, and you'll see on PBS sometimes they'll do like the backstage or whatever.
Right.
And it's because they've got to kill to the next top of the hour.
You know where else they do it is like on TNT. I told you, Wendy, I've been watching the show just started called The Alienist, which is about a murderer in the 1890s. So in between commercial breaks, they'll sit down like Dakota Fanning is on the show. So they'll sit down and they'll say, are you glad you didn't live in the 1890s? And she goes, yeah, I couldn't have lived in the 1890s. And then they show
That's
you more
it?
Of the show. Yeah. It's fun.
That's awesome.
It's fun. All right. So
I'm looking at Andy Cohen, and once I saw him, I knew who he was.
You know who he is,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, he's all over the place. He's a producer.
He's coming to the Chicago Theater.
Oh, yeah? What's he doing?
I don't know. Andy Cohen 2018.
Probably with some
Anderson
of the...
Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yeah. They're friends.
Oh.
They
why
did,
don't we do that?
At the Chicago
the
Theater.
Chicago Theater. I don't know what we're talking about.
Here's a scene from the future. Hi, is Bill and Wendy there? Yeah, it's the Chicago Theater. We only sold 2 tickets to your show, so we're going to have
to... they're related to us.
Right. Right. Your grandma and your cousin. So tell them thanks, but we're going to do something else that night. Thanks.
We're going to move it.
Yeah.
To a bench on Michigan
to
Avenue.
To a bench. See how that sells
all right,
out.
Sorry. Andy Cohen. So he...
All right. So Andy Cohen, in addition to having the Angry Housewives shows and then the shows where the Angry Housewives sit down and they're still angry at each other, he also has a talk show on satellite radio.
Oh.
All right. So the show is, it's mostly him and a guest, but then when the guest leaves, he brings out a guy and the guy does celebrity news, which is fun, right?
Yeah.
So last night I'm driving and this was celebrity news. The guy comes on and he goes, we want to congratulate Kim Kardashian and her husband.
Kanye West. How could you forget his name?
I forgot his name. On the birth of their baby, and then he pauses and he goes, they've gone with a very exotic name, Shikago. And then there's just nothing. Nobody says anything. And I'm staring at my radio. And then Andy Cohen goes, I'm almost sure that it's Chicago. And then there's another long pause. He goes, no, it's Shikago. And then they wait a little while. And Andy goes, no, it's Chicago because Kanye West is from Chicago and they both love the city. So they named it Chicago. And then the guy just goes, oh, I stand corrected. Chicago. But he thought it was Shikago.
You think that's for real?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
What did Donald Trump call Kankakee? Kankakee?
We used to call it Kankakee down there.
You did not.
Just for kicks. That's how we
did it as
fun.
A joke, right? No one did it right. Seriously.
I never heard anyone do it even as a joke, oh, and he wasn't doing it as a joke.
You didn't live down there. How about Piatne? You ever been to Piatne?
What's
Piatone.
That?
Piatone.
No one does that.
It's
no one does
no.
That.
Well, that was our sense of humor down there.
Boy, things are different.
Winters
here.
Are long over there, Wendy.
I guess.
You gotta find something. You need something.
Well, who can we get to do
celebrity news?
Yeah, Dean does it on the morning show.
Well, Dean does a little bit of it with us. I mean, if there's a big story revolving around a celebrity, which, by the way, if I can tease that, there's a stand-up comic. I can't go into detail here. Let's do the news, and then I'll tell you the rest. But there's a stand-up comic that wants everybody to boycott Netflix for what I think is a silly reason.
All right.
All right? So I won't go into great detail now because we don't have time. But when we come back, we'll do some news. Steve will give you the news, and then we'll talk about a comedian who says, you got to stop watching Netflix, and you determine if the reason is valid or not. I don't know that it is. We'll discuss that in just a
Shikago.
Little bit. Shikago.
Shikago's very own.
Maybe that guy's right. Maybe we're all saying
yeah.
It wrong. I don't
Stinky
know.
Stinky onion.
Yeah, that's what it means. All right, more after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Thanks so much, Steve. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. In about 10, 12 minutes, we'll get a report from CNET, from Bridget Carey at CNET, about what's going on in the world of technology. And then our friend, noted pet expert Steve Dale, joins us in the next hour. So stay around for that. You know who Monique is, right?
Yes.
Actress, stand-up comic, Academy Award winner, by the way.
What has she been in lately?
I don't know what she's been in lately. I do see her. She, you know, she makes appearances on the talk shows, on the late-night shows and stuff like this. She is asking that everybody boycott Netflix because of what she considers to be unfair business practices. She has a stand-up comedy special that she was peddling to Netflix, and they offered her $500,000, $500,000 for the rights to air this comedy special. And she says she's being slighted because other comics are making a lot more money than she is. And she thinks it's because of her race. She's African American, and because she's a woman.
I think it's because of her popularity. Look, it. She said something, and I just said, what? And then I looked at her, and she's on the Parkers. I know who she is,
yeah. But
she is in no way a huge name.
Didn't Netflix just put up a Dave Chappelle show?
Yes, for $20 million.
Okay, he's huge, guys.
Well, that's my point, though. He's African American.
Right. And Chris
he's making
Rock
big bucks.
Also has a Netflix special, and he got $20 million. All right. So they are both African-American stand-up comics who made $20 million.
And popular.
Amy Schumer has a Netflix special and is being paid $13 million for her Netflix
special. Okay, and she's a woman.
She's a woman.
Boo-hoo, Monique.
So I think if you're an attorney in this case, all you need to mention is what we've talked about for the last 25 seconds, which is here's three other comics. One's a woman, two are African-American. They did make a lot more money, but this is all based on popularity.
Absolutely.
That's it.
I mean, I don't even know who she is, really.
Oh, you don't, Mary?
I didn't, she was really in either. Kickin' It? What's Kickin' It? TV show called Kickin' It
with Byron Allen.
Okay, that's
Anybody who works with Byron Allen should give money back.
I mean, come on. Now I look at her picture and I know who she is.
Yeah, that's I had to do that too, and I knew the name, but
she won. I mean,
yeah, Monique with
M-O apostrophe N-I-Q-U-E,
like unique, but
right.
Monique.
Yeah. Well, her grandmother, Antique, is also a stand-up comic.
Oh,
she got a lot of money for her Netflix special.
I thought that was her aunt.
But Antique, right. That makes more sense. So the mere fact that she's an Academy Award winner, that's impressive. She's got a great resume. I mean, really, but they say
$500,000 is not bad, and you know what?
$500,000.
Give them a good one and let people rave about it, and then maybe the next one you'll get a cool mill.
That's very sensible.
I should be an agent.
You should definitely be an agent. All right. So the way the world of stand-up comedy works is, and I did it for 10 years.
You should still be doing it. You're so funny.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you. But your market value is as good as how many seats you sell, right? So there were guys who did the same rooms that I did, the same clubs, that made way, way more than me. And then there were other guys who did the same rooms that made way, way less than
me.
Yeah.
I guess they have to pay you by how many people come to see you.
Right. And some guys would get what they call door deals, and some guys, you got
like
special deals.
Like a portion of the door?
Yeah, you got a portion of the door. It depended on who you were and what sort of a deal you struck with the club. And TV works the same way, especially with the stand-up comics. Their goal is to sell product. They want as many people watching as possible. So Chris Rock is going to sell more tickets. Dave Chappelle is going to sell more tickets. Amy Schumer is. Then Monique, it's not a reflection on her race. It's not a reflection on her sex. It's just a reflection on who her fans are.
And if she has fans.
Right. Right.
And if she has talent.
Right. And she does. She's good.
Okay, but, there are four of us. Well, all right. Jazzy, did you knew who she was or no? Monique?
Yes.
Okay. Bill, you did because
yeah, sure.
Steve, be honest. Did you know who Monique was?
Yeah, I knew the name, and I could picture her. I knew she was a comedian, but I couldn't have told you one thing she was. What did she win the Oscar for?
Yeah. For the movie Precious.
Oh, okay. Now that's
not
all right. I know.
She was
I know.
That's Getabe Sidibe. That's the girl who was the lead in Precious,
right.
But she was also
I remember
Precious.
She was in that.
Yeah.
But still, I had to look her up.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So did Mary. Steve's kind of half and half.
Right. I knew she was. I just didn't know anything about her. Like,
okay.
I didn't
so
know why I should care.
Take $500,000 and zip it.
That's a pretty good payday.
It's not
honestly,
bad. One special?
I know you say, but I'm doing the same amount of work as Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle or Amy Schumer. All right, I get that argument. And then you go, but are they that much more talented than I am or more popular than I am? Talented, maybe not, but more popular.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, I think if you walk down any street in America and said, do you know who these four people are? Monique, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Amy Schumer. Monique could come in fourth place in that list.
Yep,
don't you think?
I agree, 100%.
I get her being upset. I totally get. But to call for a boycott, everybody boycott Netflix because I'm not getting paid the same as Chris Rock. That's not valid.
I think everybody should boycott old episodes of Three's Company.
Because why?
Have you heard what Suzanne Summers is up to?
I know she likes Donald Trump a lot.
She does. She's saying it loud, saying it proud. She's a huge fan of President Trump. And she also believes she's committing career suicide by saying that out loud.
Well,
Suzanne was leaving a hot spot. What is WeHo? God, I am so not LA. This is TMZ, by the way, reporting. We got Suzanne leaving
West Hollywood.
Oh God, I'm gonna throw up.
Chicago.
Kankakee.
Antique.
West Hollywood. Oh my God. So how do you say it? WeHo or WeHo?
I say West. I have time. I say West Hollywood.
Well, leaving West Hollywood hotspot Madeo over the weekend and asked about the government shutdown, she says politicians need to get their crap together. But she praises the prez, particularly for the economy.
Mm-hmm.
For the record, Trump's stats in his first year mirror almost exactly Obama's in his second term. Suzanne, whose last big TV gig was the 90s sitcom Step by Step. I forgot about that.
With Patrick Duffy.
Yeah.
Genius.
The man from Atlantis, what
right.
do you expect?
He's the man from Atlantis.
Can't help but laugh after acknowledging her Hollywood fate. I find it funny that she said, you know, I'm committing career suicide, right. but I am a
right.
fan.
Right.
But
she also said very kind things about Barack Obama while he was president. So maybe she's just somebody that whoever the president is, she's happy with that.
Yeah, but there aren't too many people in Hollywood. She's
right.
Along the likes of John Voight, Kid Rock, and who else is a supporter of... Scott Baio, of course.
Scott Baio.
Again,
right.
if you're going to get money from Netflix, are those people I just mentioned going to get money or other celebrities?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know if this is career suicide because you have to be working more steadily to commit career suicide.
What
don't
is
you?
She?
Yeah.
Is she just saying she likes him?
Yeah,
well,
yeah
she
she's
likes
happy with the job. He's
the way
doing.
The economy is right now, so she's a fan of what.
Right.
Well, I mean, I would hope that's not career suicide.
Right. It should.
You're supposed to be able to do that.
Right. Yeah, but in Hollywood, a lot of people don't like Donald Trump.
You know, they're worried right now. They're you know punishing all the harassers. They're going to need the workers.
So Patricia Heaton has been a big fan, and Roseanne Barr,
I told you that before, and you were shocked. You're like, I don't think she likes Donald Trump.
She has switched. Yeah,
she really has, and some of her texts are dirty.
Are they? Yeah.
I mean, not texts. She doesn't text me. Her tweets.
Oh, that's all right. That makes more sense.
Tweet others as you would like to be tweeted.
That's what. Yeah, that's
that was
the message.
Another Women's March sign that I liked. The other ones I can't even say on the air, and then like. Bad pictures of things that little kids were carrying.
Yeah.
Again, I just can't get over it. I can't. I'm a prude.
Donald Trump, he says he's 6'4 and that he weighs
239.
All right. So there was a little kid holding a sign, and the sign said, I'm also 6'4 and weigh 239, which I thought was very funny. All right. We'll take a quick break. Bridget Carey joins us from CNET next. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Well, that music and today's day of the week means it's a Tech Tuesday. So on the line from CNET.com is CNET senior editor Bridget Carey. And I don't know. I don't know if Chicago is going to get Amazon. I'm looking behind us at the new Apple store that was wonderful and built on the lakefront. I have a feeling we're not going to get Amazon. How many cities are in the running right now, Bridget?
Well, this is the Amazon Go store we're talking about, a little grocery kind of like pick up a lunch on the go kind of thing. And they're working on, you know, opening more stores, but they've only opened one this week in Seattle. And so our reporters got to check it out and see. And the whole thing about this store, it's not, oh, okay, it's just Amazon selling things. No, it's you never have to look or interact with a cashier. You literally walk into the store, pick up products off the shelf, and walk out, and you are automatically charged with all the cameras and things like scanning you. What you do when you walk in, you open up an app on your phone. So this is the one step you have to do. It's an Amazon Go app, and at the turnstile, as you're walking through, you got to scan the app real quick with the QR code, and boom, it's like locked onto this phone. Whatever person is picking things up near this phone is what's going to be charged, and like it's syncing with all these different sensors that are just built into the store. And people are thinking, is this going to come to Whole Foods? So maybe if there's no standalone Amazon Go store, everyone's thinking that now that Amazon owns Whole Foods, you know, will Amazon kind of start tinkering in this space in existing grocery stores?
I'm still waiting for Amazon Prime members to get discounts at Whole Foods because I like their Sonoma chicken salad and it's like $18 a pound.
Oh.
And I would like to pay less
all
than
right.
that.
See what we can do.
And this gives a see, I like to talk to people who check me out.
Yeah, Bridget, how long till human interaction is a thing of the past? We're sick of having to talk to people.
I think I know, really. I would just like to interact with emojis and nothing else. No,
right.
There's still a human or two in here. See, there's a human in the wine and beer section to check ID. And they say that they are, although they're not giving exact numbers, they're employing the same amount of people that you normally find in a small little bodega store. But instead of cashiers, these people are stocking and preparing meals in the back. So, like, when you want to get a quick lunch that's already prepared, the staff is working on those things. Like, you get at Whole Foods instead of, like, you know, just checking people out.
I just read somewhere, and I'm looking at my phone to see if it's true, that you can make a QR reader out of your Apple iPhone camera. Is that true?
Yeah, a lot of apps, if you want to scan a QR code, they'll just, like, you just point the camera at it. But in this case, your screen has a special, like, barcode, essentially, but it looks like a box. And that's what you scan to get into the store.
But you have to go into the settings and go under camera, and then there's a little toggle switch for scan QR codes.
Yeah.
And if you turn that on, because sometimes, like, we were at the Rolling Stones exhibit at Navy Pier. We're at various things, or if you scan a QR code, you can win like a free Slurpee.
Yeah.
And you don't have time sometimes to download an app. So if you go into settings under camera, you can do the toggle switch that says scan QR codes. And Bridget, you just do it like with that little box that's in your camera viewfinder.
Yeah, Wendy, you're teaching me things here.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
This is great. I'm going to try that now. Yeah, because normally you have to download a separate app.
So. Yeah, I did do that. And, you know, a lot of problems with the phone is you got to delete some of your apps because you don't have room for everything.
Right.
I just deleted Facebook because I ran out of room. I'd rather delete Facebook than make more room.
Oh, my God. I should really
it's
just
come
do
to that.
That. I am so sick of Facebook right now.
Hmm.
All right. What else do we have going on in the tech world?
It's quite freeing. You got Microsoft, announcing they have a bunch of cheap laptops for education. There's a constant battle in the classroom for attention with kids, and like Google has these cheap Chromebooks. They want classrooms to buy a bunch of Chromebooks, you know, so that way they can browse the web. And all Chromebooks can really do well is just browse the web and, you know, type out documents on Google. And Microsoft's been battling and saying, hey, we have some cheap laptops that also just really do the same thing, because the truth is, if you have a kid that wants to poke around and get more advanced, maybe download an app like Photoshop or grow their video editing skills, forget it. These computers are just going to be too slow for doing anything beyond like doing the web and office products. But Microsoft is really trying to woo people. They have all different things for kids, like Minecraft. A lot of kids love Minecraft. They're adding educational features to it. Like there's a chemistry teaching section for students. And Microsoft clearly sees that, you know, they're trying to do different things. So maybe their products and software will be integrated in the classroom more.
All right. And I still like my Apple iPhone. I'm not going with the iPhone 10 or X or whatever it's called. What if you wait and you want to get an iPhone 10? Are the prices going to go down on those?
It's not looking like it. So here's what the latest Apple analyst is saying. Normally, when you wait a year, yeah, you get like last year's model discounted. Apple may be trying to avoid doing that with that fancy schmancy iPhone 10 and just simply make a new version and discontinue the one that came out recently. So instead of even offering a cheaper version of the old product, they just won't offer an old product. But they also have other news today, too. If you care about smart speakers and you want to talk to Siri instead of what Amazon and Google has, the HomePod finally has a launch date. This is Apple's version of the smart speaker, $350. You can pre-order Friday. Finally will arrive, though, on February 9th. This is after a delay because we were promised this in December.
All right. We also were promised to get a replacement battery for our older model iPhones for $29 as opposed to the normal $89. I have not tried to do that yet, but I've heard that there is a six-month waiting period at this point. What's the best way? Do we make an appointment to go get that done? How do we get those batteries to power our older modeled iPhones?
I've heard the delay, too. It's a pain in the butt. I would say definitely make an appointment. The thing about the batteries is that they're only offering this cheaper price until the end of 2018. So be sure to do it sometime in the year, because otherwise the price goes up. And this all has to do with the fact that they're looking at slowing down phones. You know, when you have a battery, that's not as good. Although the next operating system update is supposed to give you more control. So if you want to say, hey, Apple, I don't care. I don't want you to slow down my phone just because you think my battery's bad. The operating system will have an indicator how your battery's doing. It'll tell you about the health of the battery. And you can choose to turn that off and say, I don't care. I want to still run at full speed, even if that means my phone crashes.
No. So, all right.
More control, the better.
Really?
And Bridget, now that the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is a thing of the past, what do you think won the Consumer Electronics Show? What's the thing that everybody went away going, we can't wait to have that?
It's not maybe a specific product per se, as much as it is everything had Alexa built into it. Amazon's version of the smart speaker assistant, right? So
yeah.
It is more like every smart home gadget is like, oh, you can either have Google and also Alexa, or maybe just Alexa. So I feel like when you're talking about Apple and their HomePod and their Siri, like they are so late to the game here because Alexa dominated the show, really, with everyone wanting to integrate with it, mm-hmm. and no one was talking about Siri. So Apple's got some catching up to do, although they are focusing more on music being high quality, less than the, you know, all the things you can do with Siri.
And what about people like myself who don't want everything hooked up to something else? Will we still be able to survive, or are our days over?
I'm with you. I don't really need listening devices in my home, although...
Right.
I'm going to keep going back to this. You know, people do, if you're worried about listening devices and everything being connected to each other, another selling point Apple's doing, even though they're late to the game, they're saying they have more encryption, so no one can, you know, hear those conversations, and it's more private. So that might be, you know, worth it for people who are holding out.
Because Bridget, I know that you work in the world of tech. This is your baby, but I don't mind turning on a light switch or going to the refrigerator and pouring a glass of juice. I can do stuff like that. I can't do a lot of things, but I can do those things.
You're so old-fashioned.
Calories too, you know, like it'll be much more healthy than
right.
doesn't want to move anymore.
All right, conflicting texts before we let you go. Somebody said, I just ordered a battery. They said 3 to 5 days, but
So maybe it depends on where you are too.
And then somebody said the $29 battery update doesn't go to everybody, only those people who fail a test with the battery on the phone you have can get it. Now, I have not heard that anywhere. I heard anyone that has an older model phone can get it for $29.
Do you know if that's true or not then, Bridget?
You know, when I went on the website, it did say, like, do you want to talk to someone first? Do you want to see how your battery's doing? So maybe they're doing this to kind of curb the fact that everyone wanted a free battery, and they're like, wait, we don't have enough for everybody. Let's first see who needs it first.
I'm going to look into that, because if they said everybody could get a free battery, I'm getting my battery.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like maybe they're trying to curb everyone doing it. But
Apple,
yeah.
Why do we love them so much?
Get your freebies. Get your freebies. Well, not freebies. Get your $30 things.
Mm-hmm. Bridget Carey, you can find her at CNET.com, CNET Senior Editor. Bridget, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye, Bridget. All right, a quick break, some news, and then our friend, noted pet expert Steve Dale, drops by. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Look who's here.
Wendy, where? Right there sits the most respected, most beloved pet expert of all time, Steve.
Yes. You know what, though? I've had many honors, and I've been very lucky.
Deservedly so, Steve.
Well, no. Been very lucky in my career. One of the things I will look back upon is, well, both of you were out. There was a time when you were out and you were out. Bill and Wendy were both not here.
Yeah.
The station wasn't happy.
wow, that makes
and
feel
this
good.
Was really one of the great things. The powers that be here said, Steve, you fill in for Bill and Wendy.
With one of your high school friends, right?
No. It was just me.
Oh, okay.
It was just me. And I was so thrilled to do it.
Well,
and
thank
kind
you.
Of nervous because I'm trying to fill your shoes, you know?
Right. Oh, you could never do that. You shouldn't even be nervous about
it. I wasn't even trying because there's no way. So I've got an amazing story to tell you.
All right.
Do you remember about 2 months ago at this point, I was sitting here talking about gorillas.
Yeah.
And you were asking me some really good...
I remember
Wendy
this.
Wendy in particular. You were asking me some really good gorilla questions.
And how much is that gorilla in the window?
That was not the question. That was the question Bill asked. But not
OG.
You.
Good OG impression, Wendy.
Thank you.
So I was talking about how Tara Stowinski, who is the chief scientific officer of the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund, was going to do a talk about gorillas and how some are very, 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 very much endangered of disappearing. And there's one particular species that's doing relatively well because of ecotourism. That's what we all talked about on the radio. And that's what she talked about at the Lincoln Park Zoo. So she came up to me and she said, I've got to tell you something. I know you were on the radio, and she's not from Chicago. She said, I know you were on the radio with Bill and Wendy. I said, yeah. And you talked about this talk that I'm about to give And you promoted it, and thank you very much. And you also talked about, and then she said exactly what it was that we talked about. That is because she was in a bar in the UK, in England somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was London. It was somewhere in the UK. And she's talking about gorillas because if you're the chief scientific officer at the Diane Fossey
that's
Gorilla
what you talk
Fund,
about.
That's what you thought. Right. So she was talking about gorillas with whoever. Then she went to the bar to get another drink. And this couple stopped her. And they said, "You're Tara Stawinski." And she was like, "Yeah." "You're the gorilla lady who's coming to Chicago." And she said, "Yeah. How do you know?" They had just heard my conversation the day before their flight took off to wherever they were in England. And they remembered me talking about it.
Oh, my
it,
God. We're and their spanning fans the globe. Had,
yes. Isn't that amazing?
That is pretty amazing.
Just by looking at her, who she was.
She was talking about gorillas to the bartender.
She was talking about gorillas, and also in such a way that it was familiar with what I was talking about here. She was talking about an upcoming appearance at the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago, and they put it together. And
very astute listeners, by the way.
Yes, you have the smartest listeners, clearly. So I thought I'd relay that story. I mean, it's amazing. They say it's a small world.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you go to school with Paul Lisnick?
No.
Oh, didn't he?
I was.
Who
I was,
did we have
no,
on?
No, I was. I was his babysitter. No, that's not the. It's the other way around. He was my babysitter.
Because Paul, right? There's some weird stuff going.
Recently, no, Steve, or a long time ago.
Because we just had Paul on. Remember?
What did he say about me?
He said you guys were on the air together and you went to school together.
Yes, but he's many years older than I am.
Okay, well, that you still went to school together.
Many, many years.
Lee Phillips went to my junior high. We're not the same age.
Exactly.
So, who's older?
Me.
You are?
Right. So, no. So, right now, Paul's about this time, he's getting up.
Yeah.
His bedtime's about 2 hours from now, actually. Yeah. And in that window, he tapes a show. This is all true because he's elderly. You
oh,
know?
My God. Stop it. Stop it. All right. Are you going to walk a dog this month? Because what kind of month is this?
This is, you ready? National Walk Your Pet Month. Woo!
Not just dog.
Well, I don't get that either, because there are people that walk cats on a harness and leash. I suppose,
my cat never liked that.
I suppose that there are some potbelly pigs out there that go for a walk, but you know what? Not in January.
Yeah.
So I didn't decide upon the month, but nevertheless, and you know what? The thing I love about this more than anything else is so many people just open up the door, the dog goes, does business in the backyard, and the dog never really goes for a walk, never really socializes. And I would argue the people live in the country who have lots and lots of space. Their dogs are mostly bored in that backyard, no matter how big it is.
Because really?
What do?
I guess, well, they run around. They chase rabbits.
If there are rabbits to chase, yes. And they get the 411 on what's been there since they've last been out there.
Right.
So they sniff all around. Yes, yes, yes. But then what? Unless there's a person out there interacting, and a backyard is not a babysitter. Dogs get into trouble in backyards. They jump over fences. They dig under fences. They dig in the garden. And people say, why does my dog do this? Because the dog has nothing else to do. Yeah. Or they just sleep out there, but that's not interesting.
Tiki actually has boycotted relieving himself in the backyard. Mm-hmm. We let him out and he might piddle, but he holds off until Jim gives him a walk. It's like he just wants 3 walks a day from Jimmy Mack. That's it. So you let him out and it's like, oh, did he do his business? No, because as soon as you let him in, he barks to go on a walk.
Yeah, exactly. Because dogs, I mean, there are several words you could say to a dog, and it's almost guaranteed that the ears will perk up and the tail will go back and forth. And one is, do you want to go for a walk?
The other one is treat.
Yes. Now, part of it, sure, cookies, whatever. Part of it is our tone of voice.
Yeah.
But they actually do understand words, and they associate what they like with words that mean something that they like. I mean, dogs are smart enough to do that, for sure. Cats can do that, too. So
they just choose not to.
Steve,
sometimes.
Are you like me? It seems like
I don't know.
The minute the Christmas decorations get taken down, the decorations for Walk Your Dog Month go up. Can't
they
we just
should.
Have a couple of days without any decorations? I don't know what's happening.
Well, what would those decorations be? A leash?
That's it.
A leash, a collar. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's important because we do know this also, that dogs, people that are out with dogs are out. And law enforcement has done studies to show that when there are lots of people out, there aren't as many severe crimes.
I believe that, also, 100%.
And, well, yeah. And also, dogs themselves deter crime. So if there's...
McGruff the crime dog.
Proof right
Take
there.
Take a bite out of crime. Yep.
So if you're walking down the street with a dog, big dog or a little dog...
You did OG and McGruff the crime dog on the same show. This is a pretty good day.
Double.
This is a pretty good day today.
So there are people that... are walking their dog just down the street, and others will not approach them, bad guys,
yeah,
just because there's a dog there. And oh. I understand that. So that's one thing. The other thing is dogs are a social lubricant. So that's the fancy way of saying you get to meet people who you otherwise would never meet. So
single guys, that'll be a great way for you to pick up women. I'm serious.
Dogs,
yes. A guy walking a dog, oh, look at your puppy.
Matt Bubala, who works here, just got a puppy, mm-hmm. Bailey, and I've had the honor to be out with Bailey. I've never met more people in my life, and I'm just out with for five minutes, including a firefighter who came by, a tough, gruff firefighter. Oh, how old is this little puppy? Cutest puppy in the
heart.
World.
Does yeah. Matt know you took his dog, Steve?
No.
He doesn't know.
It was walk your dog month, so he took a walk for
him. You're not supposed to take other people's dogs. You're supposed to take your own dog.
I didn't know that.
Come on. Steve, when we come back, yes. I have a hard-hitting question for you.
Are we coming back?
Yeah, we're going to come back, but then I have a hard-hitting question for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah? That's coming up next.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm a little scared.
Well, it's hard-hitting, but you'll be able to handle it. You're a noted pet expert.
I don't know.
Stick around. There's more of this coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Ah.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is here. Stops by and we
He's
talk
furry
about the
and
world.
You know it.
He is. Steve?
I kill me sometimes.
Do you have time for a hard-hitting question?
I have time.
All right.
Yes.
I know
He's
you've
so
written
nervous.
About this.
Yeah.
But I want to get your take on this because I have suspected all along that although there are plenty of people that need service animals for various reasons, a lot of people are lying and saying that they need them just so that they can have their dog or porpoise or turtle or swan with them wherever they go. What do you think, noted pet expert Steve Dale?
I heard Flipper, I thought, yeah. in my ears. And that's three now that you've
Oh,
done.
My God. Look at me. I am the new Fred
You're
Travelina.
Like Michael Winslow's brother.
Yeah.
I'm a girl.
What? Jasmine, call HR. Tell them I need to have a meeting. All right. What do you think, Steve? Is this true or not true?
I think Wendy's a girl. Oh, you mean about what you said?
Yes.
Oh. First of all, it's very complicated because what is a service animal? What is a comfort animal?
Yeah.
We've got all these definitions out there that aren't – they're defined, but they're defined differently by different organizations and different individuals. That's one issue. The second, it's the folks that made up these regulations many years ago had no way to know or envision – that one could go online
right.
and for $15
Fake
order,
vest.
Yes.
Yeah, order all of that stuff.
I'm going to get one for you, Bill, because you're my comfort animal.
Including a quote-unquote professional doctor to sign a form to indicate that you have, even though that doctor, quote-unquote, has never met the animal, has never met the person
right.
in person,
right.
will sign a form online.
That's ruining it for people who truly
exactly
need this.
Exactly right. You know, so it's become very complicated. And then, that isn't bad enough, you've got these odd stories of people who have gone on planes with pot-bellied pigs
yeah.
or boa constrictors.
Okay,
right.
come on.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Insects.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine.
You can't
you know,
have a service flea.
That's not one I've seen.
They do tricks, though.
Seriously.
But I've actually... Tarantula? Come on.
That's crazy.
Not, and I know tarantulas are not insects. They're arachnids. But,
right. I was going to say.
Yeah, I know. So you go on airplanes with these other animals. It's like, there's no way they're comfort animals. And even if somehow, some way... This pig, for you, is a comfort animal. Does it belong on a plane?
Right. A couple of weeks ago, my family and I were eating out at a pretty nice restaurant, and there was a dog at the next table that was just going nuts. Like, no matter what would happen, the dog was running around the table and stuff like this. And anytime anybody would say anything, they would say, well, it's a service dog. What can you do? Well, no, it's not. You're lying to people.
Well, according to the Americans for Disabilities Act, which again could not envision that people would take advantage of the system or have ways to take advantage of the system that just weren't available when it was created back in the 1980s, that people could say, I have a service dog. Now, if it's a legitimate service dog, that dog is unlikely, really unlikely
to misbehave that way. I know that. Yeah. Yeah. So what do we do about this? Is there some way we can fix this, or is it too late?
Shame people.
We have to shame them.
Listen, well, I'd love to bring Tiki somewhere, but he would not behave on the plane. He does make me feel better, he's not...
The airlines are partially at fault for this, I think, because they charge so much for animals to go in the cabin. That's one thing. And then the other thing is that if you wanted to take a dog as large as Tiki, not a large dog, but too large to fit under the seat in front of you...
Yeah.
Tiki would have to travel in cargo.
Oh.
And if you go to the ASPCA website and others, the organizations who look at this stuff, they'll say they recommend against ever doing that. So the only way to get around it, if you want to go to Arizona...
Sit in the seat right next to me, Teeks.
Yeah,
put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, or drive with the dog. But if you want the dog on the plane, the only way to do it is to fake it. I'm not saying people should do that.
No, they
should not.
Do you know this, Steve, that they have specially designated pet flights where all the seats are just pets?
Did you know that? God, I would love to be
on
there.
They have that. Well, you can't.
Well, they
do. You have to be a pet.
Well, no.
No, there has to be humans.
No.
The flight attendants are pets?
The flight attendants are also pets. Yes. The pilots are pets.
It's like the Subaru commercials.
It's not ridiculous.
They don't use tickets. They use treats like milk bones.
That's how they do it.
Well, they
let me see your passport. That's what they say.
They actually,
that's an actual line from Real Life, Wendy.
Whose
oh my
life?
God, I love it.
Somebody's real life.
Not mine.
No. Here's your TV show idea.
Is he looking for one?
No, yeah. But
could I be in that
an
show
airline
anyway?
That only services animals. That's the future. No, it's happening.
I'm thinking
happening.
The budget
it's
for
real.
That show is pretty cheap.
It's real.
How is it real? I mean,
are not just dogs on a flight.
I swear to you. Well not just dogs, but all pets.
There are occasional, like from Puerto Rico, they've sent... some airlines have done this, which is wonderful. They've sent the airplanes and there are only rescued animals on the plane, but that's not taking like a commuter flight to St. Louis or something just with dogs.
One of my daughter's friends needed to be in a city the next day for something, and they couldn't find a ticket for him. And they said, well, you can do a pets only flight, but it's a little strange. And he goes, what is that? And they explained everything I just explained. So there's a couple of rows in the back that humans are allowed to, you know, if the pet doesn't want to fly on its own.
More than one row con?
No.
A couple of rows?
No. You know what I mean.
God, more than one?
Yeah.
I don't know that you're not making this up.
No, it's all true.
I don't believe
it's all true.
What is it called?
Pets only flights.
All right. She's Googling it now. But, you know, I think it's a great idea if they have it. I'm not sure what the point of that is.
Wow, you know something. Pet experts Steve Dale.
But what would be the... So
I'm going to speak at a symposium now. See how you like it. I am. I'll show you. All right, so again, Steve, what do we do about this problem of we want to go to a restaurant or be somewhere, but everybody has a service duck? What do? There's got to be some way around it.
I don't know the complete answer to that. If you actually are in need of an animal, do it the right way. And there are people in need of these animals. I mean, I might have been the one, actually, in a story I wrote several years ago and then probably talked about it at some symposium, where I wrote about invisible disabilities. That's what I called it. So people who have dogs, like the Ron Santo Diabetic Alert Dog Foundation, great organization, saves lives. You've had Vicky Santo on the show before.
Yeah.
So you know about this organization. They train these dogs to... alert for diabetic crashes or diabetic highs, save lives. But looking at a person, you cannot say, oh, I could tell you're diabetic. Of course you can't.
Right.
And therefore, you can't make the judgment as to whether that person needs a service dog or not. And it is illegal to try to make that judgment.
All right.
Pet Airways is pet-only flights. Pets fly in the main cabin right behind the pilot under the full-time watchful eyes of our onboard pet attendant.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one person, Jack Hanna, and his dog.
Is that the only one who's taking
Grass wanted the red carpet treatment when he got on. But it's called Pet Airways. Huh. I would fly that all the time. Is it cheaper, really?
Yeah, I guess. I don't
really?
Know. I don't know what the
Where
rules
do they go?
Are.
To the zoo or
no? Where? To major cities all around the world.
I don't know. Where
I think you're making that up.
No,
I don't know. I had not heard of this. I love the idea.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't know where they go. I think it's like if you're sending a pet, like if you move somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't think they go on vacation.
No. Not yet. They're working on it, Wendy. Steve, thank you for coming by.
You don't mean that.
Appreciate it. I do mean that. Okay. That's noted pet expert Steve Dale. If only there was a place that people could go if they wanted to hear more from you, Steve. What could they do?
SteveDale.tv.
Perfect.
They fly to Chicago, and the approximate price for a charter flight, $6,200.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like you get the whole flight and then you have a pet party or just for one pet?
I don't know the answer to that.
All right. Well, it's called Pet Airways. You should look into it.
Sounds like a guest I need to have on my show. Right?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. It does. Yeah. Thanks to Bill Leff. You get a booking fee now.
How about that?
He gets the booking fee I pay, which is not a milk bone.
That's fine. All right. News is next. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Jasmine is our producer. And I just want to tell you this morning, we're going to bring some Skittles to the show because we were talking about Skittles actually all tasting the same. They're just different colors.
Correct.
And I thought about it yesterday because I said I was going to get Skittles. I thought about it and then I forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So today when I got in, Jasmine said, did you bring in Skittles? I said, no. I'll go get it. I'm the one who has had knee replacement, and you guys let me walk across the street to Walgreens. So thanks for that.
There's no
I
way.
I asked you.
You said, are you sure? And no one got up to
There's
do
no
it.
There's no better way to heal than to exercise.
Can I tell you the truth? It was a jolly little walk over there, I was able to stretch it out a little bit.
All right.
Now, I got a special size just for you.
You got share size.
Yes. Not Sunny and, but S-H-A-R-E. You are going to hold your nose and eat different colors of Skittles and see if they all taste the same.
It was revealed yesterday in a fact that you refuse to accept or believe that even though Skittles are different colors and they are different aromas, the flavor, we have learned from the professors at Brandeis University, are the same. They don't change them at all. But you didn't see it that way.
I don't believe you.
You said each of the flavors taste different, but they don't.
Now, I'll tell you, the internet is abuzz with this,
yeah,
with this
all
debate.
That you can see on the internet now. Everything else is closed. This is all that people are talking about.
The debate's going on over whether Skittles actually have different flavors or whether we're merely being fooled by their color and scent.
Yeah.
We all have our favorites when it comes to tasting the rainbow. Any sane person would, of course, rank the colors from best to worst as follows. We'll see. This is a matter of opinion. I'll see if you agree. Red, green, purple, orange, yellow.
My favorite one is the green, and then it goes red, then purple, then yellow, then orange. Orange, almost all orange candy tastes like Bayer aspirin. It really does.
Or St. Joseph.
Or St. Joseph,
which Bayer made an orange-flavored one, too.
Yeah, but they all taste like aspirin, the orange ones.
You didn't like that?
No.
I loved St. Joseph aspirin. I would always pray for a headache.
I like Pepto-Bismol.
Okay, that's weird.
It tastes good.
I was good with Kaopectate when I was a kid.
Okay, that's what... I don't know if you have mints on a regular basis.
And also Dimetapp. Sorry, Dimetapp was really good. Grape, really good.
You have mints all the time sometimes the wintergreen tastes like Pepto-Bismol.
A little bit, yeah.
Which one tastes like Kaopectate that you seem to
enjoy?
There
isn't any candy currently on the market that tastes like Kaopectate.
And why not?
I don't know.
Eating white chalk, so you might as well just buy some white chalk.
It has a chalky flavor to it. I don't know why I liked it so much, but it was always a treat to get a stomach ache when I was a kid.
Then I wanted a headache.
Yeah, I have a stomach ache.
Woo! You wonder why I'm a hypochondriac now. Mm-hmm. All right, you're supposed to hold your nose. I can't eat the red ones. I hate red ones.
You can't hate the red ones. If you hate the red ones, you hate all of them.
No,
they taste the same.
All right. I don't know how to do this other than you're supposed to cover.
You have to blindfold yourself.
Oh, you know what? You're not supposed to look at it. Okay, I'm going to...
So show me the color.
Show me the money, not the color.
Jerry Maguire scene. All right, just show me one you're going to eat, but don't look at it yourself.
Right, I'm going to grab a complete random one.
And you're going to... you're without looking at it, you know, you can smell it, but don't... All right.
No, I'm not supposed to smell it.
No, you're not? All right. Just
right?
The flavor only.
All right.
I did not look.
Okay.
All right.
That's grape.
Yes, it is.
It tastes like grape.
Now take another one and see if it also doesn't taste like grape. You sure you didn't see it a little bit out of the corner of your eye?
On my mom and dad's grave. All right, is this...
Out of the corner of your eye, and
I
can say this
because
Wendy's eyes are square for people who have ever seen her eyes. Freakish, really. But she has square eyes. All right, I see the color you have. Oh, what are you doing? That's not part of the test.
All right, this isn't grape, is it?
I can't tell you that.
Well, I want to taste another one to see if it tastes exactly like this while I still have grape flavor in my mouth.
All right.
Just tell me.
It is not grape.
Okay. That is yellow.
I think you saw that one.
I swear to God.
Really?
They all do it. Right. Show me the collar. I don't know.
Yeah, because you might be smelling it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you are.
All right, so you're not supposed to see it or smell
you're
it?
You're smelling it.
Just like my husband.
And you dealt it.
You're an idiot.
You
wait, you were so happy about somebody doing a stupid bit on a radio show, Andy Cohen.
Right.
You can be proud of our show.
Oh, I am.
All right, I'm holding my nose, and I'm not looking.
Your voice
Here's
sounds
a col-
exactly the same.
I am Squidward.
All right, I see the color. You
right,
can't
I am
see
not
the color.
Looking.
Close your eyes. All right, and now ingest it. Now, this is the first time Wendy's nose has been closed while having a Skittle. She didn't see the color. She did not smell it.
I have no idea.
Ah!
Orange?
So, it was not orange. Guess again.
That was...
Now you have unclogged your nose, so maybe this will help you now.
It tastes like strawberry.
It's not strawberry. That was a lime.
That does not taste like lime.
That was lime.
All right, why am I the guinea pig?
I don't know. It's more fun for me. All right, so I will now cover my nose and not look at the color. I'll show it to you.
All right, because I just had a lime right afterwards. It tasted entirely different.
But I think the aroma plays a lot into it. It really does, because I can tell by smelling them the difference. I don't even eat Skittles. I just go to a store and I smell a bunch of them. I've been asked to leave many times.
All right, go ahead. Show me the color.
I'll show. Nose is covered.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. With Bill has his nose plugged, and this is where you. It honestly tastes like nothing. It tastes like nothing.
I'm going to say kiwi.
There is no kiwi.
There is no kiwi. That's just a tropical one.
Well, they do have tropical.
Yeah, I got just the regular flavors.
That's lime.
No, it was purple.
Was it?
See, you know what? If you close your nose up and you eat a Brussels sprout, it'll taste good too. Because it
Bill
tastes
has
like nothing.
Suppressed taste buds.
I do have suppressed taste buds.
Well, he was wrong and I was wrong when we covered our nose.
Yeah. A lot of it has to do with the smelling part of it. A lot of it.
Yeah, because if you're just, okay, look at the color. I'm not.
All right. I see it. You now. Okay. So this time your nose was not covered.
That was orange.
Yeah. But try it again. Take it out of your mouth, cover your nose, and try it again. Oh, you'll probably
and hop on
get it
one
right.
foot.
Yeah. Right. And pat your stomach at the same time. See if you can do
but
that.
But can I just say, if you hold your nose and eat anything, you won't taste the flavor?
Agreed. But the whole purpose of this exercise is to say that the good people over at Skittles for years and years and years have been making five different colors of the same candy, and we've believed it. We believe that the flavor is different, when in reality... It isn't. It's just the color and the aroma that
no,
are different. You
I'm
don't
not
think
buying
so?
It because take two different colors and put them in your mouth. You'll taste two different things.
Even with your nose covered, you
well,
think?
Well, no. With your nose held, you're not going to taste anything.
Uh-oh. Maybe this is really what it means to taste the rainbow.
It is. It tastes like a rainbow.
There you go.
Which is nothing.
Yeah. My nose is covered and I put about a dozen of them in my mouth. And I'm sick. I feel very sick now.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's not because my nose is covered. You shouldn't put that many Skittles in your mouth.
It's hard to swallow with your nose closed.
Bill, there's Skittles coming through your nose.
Is there? Not. Now I have uncovered my nose, and it just tastes like a cornucopia of different things.
Of fruity flavors.
Yeah. Yep.
Like fruity pebbles.
Yeah.
So we've proved nothing.
I don't think we proved a thing. No.
I'm telling you, if you don't like Brussels sprouts, do you?
I can't stand them. Are these Brussels sprout flavored Skittles?
No, but I love them.
Me too.
So if there were Brussels sprouts here and you covered your nose and you held your nose and ate a Brussels sprout.
Which I do, by the way. That's the only way.
Maybe this is a man-woman thing because I like Brussels sprouts. Wendy likes Brussels sprouts. Bill doesn't like Brussels sprouts.
That could be.
I'd rather go to jail.
But my point is, if you covered your nose and ate a Brussels sprout, you wouldn't taste the pungent, cabbagey-like flavor of a Brussels sprout.
That's a step in the right direction, I guess.
But then if you covered your nose and you had a lime, you wouldn't taste that either.
But with those, a lot of it has to do with the texture of it as well, don't you think?
I guess. There are different flavored Skittles. Right. They're not the
you
same.
You don't believe the scientists at Brandeis University, you don't believe them? That's blasphemous.
They're really good. I love them.
That's horribly blasphemous.
I got two share size because it was buy one, get one half off, and now I'm really on overload.
I like that they've determined, like candy companies years ago determined what fun size meant. That meant they could give you a very small Snickers bar and write the words fun size, and you'd believe it. So now the size of the Skittles bag is gigantic.
It's only 4 ounces. There was a bigger one.
But was there a bigger
that
one
was
than
the
this?
Giant size. This is a share size.
Share with
you
everybody.
Shared it with the floor.
I know. All right. Once again, our science lab has come up empty. We've got angry phone calls from Bill Nye, the science guy, and Don Herbert, Mr. Wizard, not happy with us.
Can I tell you something? I just put a green one in my mouth, and it tasted like cherry, and I hate cherry.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this
validates our point.
Yeah, maybe they do all taste the same.
They do.
Or maybe they just, you know, put the cherry flavoring in there and they're like, oh, we made too many. Just throw some green coloring around it.
Well, don't you think they would use whatever fruit flavoring is the cheapest,
right,
is what they would use.
And it makes sense, because why would you have, how many different colors are there?
Five.
Okay.
Five.
Why did I not know that off the top of my head?
You know how, like, if you go to the refrigerated section of any grocery store and look at the array of flavored juices, anytime there's a combination of flavors, it's mostly apple. Like, there's other, they'll put a little bit of other flavorings in, but if you look at the percentages and stuff, you know, because they have to list them by whatever the most is, they list first and on down the line, it's always apple because it's the cheapest, not because it's the best, it's the one everybody wants, they just find the cheapest. So Skittles will do the same thing. If lemon juice is cheaper than orange juice or lime juice, they'll use lemon.
I've realized that.
Oh, you're saying at the time of the making the candy,
well,
or just in general?
It's pretty consistent, usually, with juice flavors.
Yeah. Every time I look at a red Skittle and eat a different color, they taste like cherry, and I hate cherry.
Because whatever you're looking at is what's registering.
Is right? that why so. When you eat a... get a Dum Dum lollipop and you always get the mystery flavor, it's cream soda, and
right.
you're so mad?
Right. It's
like
a mystery flavor, because even they don't know what flavor that is. They just said, just shape it like a lollipop. People will eat it. We have no idea what it is.
And Dum Dums and Smarties, are they the same company?
Because
isn't that weird?
I don't think so. I think those are different companies.
My mom would always get me the Smarties.
Oh, rich people. You guys are rich.
What does that say about me? I got Dum Dums at my doctor's office.
Not a lot of self-confidence there.
No. All right, a quick break, and then more. It's Bill and Wendy's Science Lab on WGN.
All right. Well, I've learned nothing other than I don't like a lot of sugar at one time.
Is it too much sugar for you, the Skittles?
I got a big fruity flavor in my mouth, and I don't really like it. I really don't.
I'm not going to say anything
like sugar.
For the rest of the show.
Shut up.
I'm just going to ponder that for a little bit. In a little while, Wendy and I are headed toward the stream, and then Steve will be by with the Wintrust Business Lunch. A couple of the things that we will be discussing on the stream are the Oscar nominations were made earlier today. We'll tell you what got in, what didn't get in, a couple of surprises, a couple of notable inclusions. We'll talk about those.
A couple of snubs.
A couple of big snubs. Some people that were expected to be nominated were not. And then also... I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Bill Cosby has made a return to stand-up comedy. He performed for the first time in almost 2 years. We'll tell you how that went.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to hear that.
I'm serious when I say this. I thought that we would never see Bill Cosby perform anywhere again. I thought that just wouldn't happen. But he decided a few days ago to do stand-up comedy again, and we'll go through what went on.
I want to know who went to that show.
I can't imagine...
Because, although, do you go just thinking that this is it, you'll never get to see him
possibly.
Again?
Possibly.
Do you go like possibly. You look at a car accident?
I wouldn't want, how much love I had for him at one point, and if somebody just handed me tickets and said, here you go, front row center to see Bill Cosby, I would not go.
I'd probably go if they handed me the tickets, because that meant I didn't pay for them.
Right, but a lot of people paid, so we'll tell you what went on there.
Tell everyone who's on the show tomorrow.
Adult film star Seika.
And personal friend of ours.
A friend of both yours and mine. At The Loop years and years ago, Seika had her own show called Let's Talk About Sex that she did on weekends.
With Stan Lawrence,
of course. Adult film star Stan Lawrence. And tomorrow we'll have Seika on to get her perspective.
Does she have a new show out?
No, she does not have a new show out.
I'm sure we can get you back copies of things, Steve.
But other adult film stars have been in the news recently, so we'll find out from a former adult film star her take on that.
Hush Money with Seika?
Yes.
Tomorrow at 10:30.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back and we'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. That's coming up in just a minute. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.